Award-winning journalists Steve Wilson and Jane Aker were both fired when they tried to expose the cover-up of such studies, as well as reporting on the ban on growth hormones in Europe. According to the Goldman Environmental Prize website, as investigative reporters for the Fox television affiliate in Tampa, Florida, Wilson and Aker discovered that while the hormone had been banned in Canada, Europe, and most other countries, millions of Americans were unknowingly drinking milk from RBGH-treated cows. The duo documented how the hormone, which can harm cows, was approved by the government as a veterinary drug without adequately testing its effects on children and adults who drink RBGH milk. They also uncovered studies linking its effects to cancer in humans. Just before the broadcast, the station canceled the widely promoted reports after Monsanto, the hormone manufacturer, threatened Fox News with dire consequences if the stories aired. Under pressure from Fox lawyers, the husband and wife team rewrote the story more than 80 times. After threats of dismissal and offers of six-figure sums to drop their ethical objections and keep quiet, they were fired. Although mainstream media outlets appear hesitant to produce stories on harmful ingredients in milk and bread, some grassroots efforts have enjoyed greater success in this matter. One example is the controversy over azodicarbonamide, ADA, used as a dough conditioner by large commercial bakers and found in hundreds of sandwich breads and snacks. ADA is also in yoga mats, flip-flops, and is used as a foaming agent in the plastics industry. The World Health Organization has linked ADA with respiratory illnesses and allergies, and the UK Health and Safety Executive, HSE, recognizes ADA as a cause of asthma. The United States is the only country that allows ADA as a bread ingredient, prompting a petition from one concerned citizen, Vani Hari, of the nutrition website foodbabe.com. Hari's petition called on Subway to remove ADA from their bread, pointing out that other industry leaders would likely follow. The petition worked. Subway executives in 2014 announced that the chain had already begun removing ADA from its bread recipe. Inspired by this success, the Environmental Working Group, EWG, an environmental health research and advocacy organization, pressed other bread makers to do the same. Already, Wonder Bread and Martin's Famous Pastry Shops have pledged to do the same. Such efforts demonstrate the effectiveness of individual citizen campaigns, about the only thing that is effective these days. Protests against other dangerous bread ingredients, such as bromine, will need to be led by similar coalitions of citizens. Rice is another cereal grain that contains potentially deadly ingredients. In 2012, Consumer Reports tested 223 samples of rice products and found high levels of arsenic in most of them, including many products that contained the very toxic inorganic arsenic.